Good Thursday morning, church, and it's great to be with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. And we are continuing in our study of the book of Psalms. We're in Psalm 48 today. And again, God's saving word is prayer. His saving word is prayer. Now, in Psalm 48, especially in verses 1 and 2, Mount Zion is the sacred hill. And it refers to Jerusalem. When the Bible says Mount Zion, we're talking about Jerusalem, the city of God. And this psalm celebrates Jerusalem as the place where God rules. The psalm may have been sung by pilgrims visiting Jerusalem. Jerusalem and its people had withstood many attacks by enemy armies and even destruction by the Babylonians in 586 BC. But still, the people believed that God would keep the city safe forever. And so, let's go ahead and begin our reading of Psalm 48. The Lord is great and is to be highly praised in the city of our God on his sacred hill. Zion, the mountain of God, is high and beautiful. The city of the great King brings joy to all the world. God has shown that there is safety with him inside the fortress of the city. The kings gathered together. They came to attack Mount Zion. But when they saw it, they were amazed. They were afraid and ran away. There they were seized with fear and anguish, like a woman about to bear a child, like ships tossed in a furious storm. We have heard what God has done, and now we have seen it. In the city of our God, the Lord Almighty, he will keep this city safe forever. Inside your temple, O God, we think of your constant love. You are praised by people everywhere, and your fame extends over all the earth. You rule with justice. Let the people of Zion be glad. You give right judgments. Let there be joy in the cities of Judah. People of God, walk around Zion and count the towers. Take notice of the walls and examine the fortresses, so that you may tell the next generation, this God is our God forever and ever. He will lead us for all time to come. And today's key verse is Psalm 48, verse 14. God is our shelter and strength, always ready to help in a time of trouble. You know, this psalm again and again expresses confidence in God. In this, the psalmist says that the city brings joy to all the earth. And of course, you know, we know that Jerusalem has been the center of contention for millennia, that it seems. But in which ways do you think the city of Jerusalem brings joy to all the world? And in what ways do you offer praise to God in your house of worship? Let us pray. Lord God, like a fortress, there is safety with you. Day by day, you watch over and lead me. You are God forever and ever, and I will praise you always. Amen. Well, that brings our time on this Thursday morning to a closure, and I would just encourage you, keep your eyes open for your miracle. God bless.